Shalom, brothers and sisters. Once again, by the grace of God, we have been granted this opportunity to have this time of our daily devotion. I welcome you all to this short time of looking and hearing from the Word of God, that we may have something to ponder on, to think about during this day. We just want to turn, by the grace of God, to the book of Joshua in Joshua chapter 7. We will read verse 10. And then jump on to verse 6, and then jump on to verse 10. In verse 6, it reads, "Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell on the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads." And in verse 10, "So the Lord said to Joshua, 'Get up, why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff.'" May the Lord bless the reading of this portion of the word. As we are looking at this subject of the Christian growth, we saw from the first day that when a child is born, the shepherds, "You go and see the babe lying in a manger." So at birth, we saw that the child lies down, maybe on his back, as it is cleaned and also as it is fed. And then we saw that from that stage, the baby has to sit. And we saw that the sitting position of the Christian experience is when we sit down at the feet of the Lord and we learn from the Lord as He passes us through the experiences of the reality of what we have believed. And then, after being taught, the purpose of the teaching is not that we just have a head knowledge. It's not that we know all things, but the purpose of the teaching is to give us an insight into the purpose of God's calling, why we came to be in what we are. Now, from the sitting position, the baby has a desire in it now to venture into that which it has been brought to, into, which is the life. So the baby takes a standing position. The baby, from sitting, if you can watch the baby, you sit the baby because it will now be crawling. If it comes to a chair, it will now, by the support of the chair, stand up. Also, if you stand by it, the baby will get a hold of your leg and then it will stand up. So there is now this standing position, which, as we have read from the book of Joshua, it says Joshua, after the defeat at Ur, when they were possessing the land, they were defeated. And then Joshua, the Bible says, he fell down on his face before the ark of the Lord. And then he was crying out to God, why could this happen to Israel? Why could Israel turn their backs to the enemy? He was crying out because they had been defeated, yet they were not supposed to be defeated. But here, Joshua, in his pathetic situation and his humility before the Lord, yet God tells him, stand up, rise up, don't lie down there. Because Israel has sinned. They have stolen. They have deceitfully broken the covenant. So Joshua is told, stand up to the responsibility. Stand up and face the situation in which you are in. You know, when we believe the word of God and we are taught the word of God, we now come to stand and face the responsibility that God has called us to. We don't just stay there. Like Paul says, we are leaving these fundamental doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, eternal judgment, and departing from dead works. Let us go unto perfection. We have to stand to what we have been taught. We have been sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the word of God, our minds and our hearts have been instructed, are getting instruction and the knowledge. Like the Bible says, he who called the light out of darkness, he has shined into our hearts and given us by the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, which is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. So we've been enlightened to the reality and the purpose of God. God has taught us his word. We now know who we are. We know why we have been called. It has been revealed and it has been taught to us who we are, children of God, those whom he has called to his own glory. So, what do? We have to stand up. We have to stand. Now, standing, like you see in the book of Romans chapter 5, in verse 1 and verse 2, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we are called. We have been justified by faith. We have been called and under the feet of Jesus Christ have been taught. Now we stand in that grace in which God has called us. We have been taught the grace of God. The grace of God has imparted upon us the purpose and cleansing us, washing us from the filth of the world. Now we must stand on those things that God has revealed to us. Standing means stability. Standing means taking on responsibility. Standing means being not moved or swayed by the things that we face or we come across. Like here we are shown in the book of Colossians chapter 1. We read from verse 21. It says, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now, we have been called, we have been taught, we have seen the grace of God. And Paul in the book of Romans says, we are standing in that grace. So when we stand in that grace, here the Bible also admonishes us that we must now present ourselves being holy and blameless. How do we do this? By being grounded, by being steadfast, by being not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we have heard. And Paul in Romans says we stand in the grace. So we are standing, we are established, we stand upon that which God has revealed to us. It's not just something that has been given us. It brings into us that sense of responsibility that we must stand on our conviction. If God is God, we stand upon that conviction that he is God. That's why our, you know, like here Paul says, he became a minister. And after becoming a minister, he says, now I rejoice in my suffering. Why is he rejoicing in that suffering? He cannot run away from the responsibility that God has placed upon him. You know, we live in different parts of this world. You know, we have our brothers who are in countries where they are not allowed just to be free to be Christians, to be free to believe this word. After being called from enmity of God, of being enemies of God, they stand to the responsibility of what God has revealed to them. You know, we just salute our brethren who against persecution, against even the laws of the land, they stand upon the conviction that God has called them to. That's why here we are encouraged. You know, we have different oppositions to this, our faith. In some countries, there's so much corruption and there's so much liberty even granted by the constitutions of those countries. And people, they can just do what they want. But we have been called. We have been shown the grace of God. So we have to stand, not just be taken by the winds of fashion, not just be taken by the winds of politics, not just be taken by the winds of the freedom that is imparted upon the people in different places and lands. Let's stand. We stand upon the conviction of our heart. We stand upon that which we have believed. We stand in the hope of the glory that is to be shown. And now here we see that in the book of Colossians, Paul says we must be blameless. We must present ourselves being blameless, and we must be grounded and not moved from the hope of the gospel which you have heard. So we have heard the gospel, and here it says we must not be moved from that gospel which we have heard. What is that gospel to us? In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15, we can read verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand. Paul in to the Colossians, he says, you have received this gospel. You must be grounded because you have received the gospel which God has made me a minister. Now he goes on to elaborate on that gospel. It says now we have to stand in that gospel. We did not hear the gospel so that it can just tingle our ears or it just give us some emotion. But the gospel was given to us that we may stand. We may take the responsibility of holding on in the faith being grounded. So we are growing now in this faith. We are growing now. The baby is growing. Lying was good. When it first was laying on its back, it was good for that season. Sitting was good for that season. But we cannot just keep on sitting like a parent wouldn't like to see the baby. You know, when a baby is born, it is just charming. You don't expect it to talk. You don't expect it to do anything. It will be just lying there on its back. No movement, no what. But it is a charm just to hold that newborn baby. Just holding it. It's not speaking. It's not doing any action. But time will come when you desire to see this baby sitting with that desire to sit. And then you can take pillows or cushions and then put them around it so that it can sit. And you just enjoy looking at the baby just sitting there. Then it's not the end. You love to see the baby standing. How God is watching your life. How God is watching you. Like he said to Joshua, this is no time of just lying on your face. This is no time of, yes, it's a sign of humility. It's a sign that you are looking up to God. But yes, now take responsibility of that which God has given you. The enemy must be defeated. The enemy must, the city must be taken. So you stand up, Joshua. Clean up the camp. Look into that which has come into the camp and cleanse it up. And then go and take possession of that which God has granted you. So here, standing is a responsibility of what we have known. What are we doing with that which God has given us? Paul says we have been given the grace. We have been justified by faith. So what are we doing about this justification that God has given us? Let us stand now upon our conviction. Let us stand upon our understanding of the purpose of our calling. How can we have knowledge of doing something and we don't do it? God has given us the knowledge. God has taught us. God has shown us. What are we doing about that which God has shown us? What are we doing about the experience? You know, experience, the Bible says, it is a teacher. Experience is something that nurtures us into being something, not just to remain in the same position. We have been, you know, it's like Paul says, bodily exercise is good, but we also need that spiritual exercise. So exercise is to strengthen the body, not for you to sit down again, but now to continue and do that which you have been strengthened for. So let us stand in the hope of this gospel. Let us stand. If we are standing, it means we are responsible. We cannot just be swerved around. We cannot just be swayed by the winds of situations, by the winds of persecution, by the winds of all these things that can come upon us. We stand to our own conviction. We stand so that we can achieve, like Paul says, we are standing in this gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Joshua is being called to take responsibility. Joshua is being called to stand so that he can claim what God has already promised him. Amen. Now, can we just maybe look at this last scripture reading from the book of Ephesians? We read chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. We read verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparedness of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, finally, after we have gone through some process, here we are told the finality of why we have been taught. We now see why we have been sitting at the feet of the great teacher, learning from him. It says now, stand ye therefore. We are now called to stand and face the reality. We cannot continue in this, our calling, if we don't have the ability to stand. So we take up the whole armor of God so that we can be able to stand in that evil day. Having done all, we be able to stand. Now, because we are able to stand, let us stand. If the ability has been given us, we don't just boast we have the ability. We don't just talk about the ability, but we do what God has enabled us to do. We stand. And when we are standing, we are taking up the whole armor. You cannot just put the whole armor while you are lying down. Joshua was told by God, stand up and face the enemy. Stand up and clean up the camp. Stand up and take the responsibility. So here we are admonished by the gospel that after having done all, we may be able to stand. So we must stand with the whole armor of God. We put on all that God has given us. We put on all that God has blessed us with. We put on all that God has put at our disposal so that we will be able to overcome with the breastplate of righteousness. We have been shod with righteousness, with the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the shoes of the preparedness of the gospel. We have been shown all these things. We have been dressed. So we don't just sit down again. We don't just lie down again. We don't just loiter around. We stand established in the purpose of God's calling. We stand and look up to the next step that God has called us to. That is the victory that is going through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God has called us, as we are growing, as we are experiencing this life that God has called us into, we stand upon the revealed word. We stand upon the message that God has given us. Like we see our Lord Jesus Christ on the Isle of Patmos, when he was showing John, it says in Revelation chapter 10, I saw an angel standing upon the earth and upon the sea. This is our Lord Jesus Christ in the impersonation of the Word. He is standing there with his foot on the sea and on the land, taking possession, declaring as the lion roars. And Amos says it does not roar without taking possession. So he is roaring there, showing forth. He is now standing to that which he has called. He's claiming his bride. He does it by standing and taking the Gentile and taking also Israel. His feet are upstanding, proclaiming, are standing, taking possession, declaring that these are my own. In the same way, we stand and declare what is ours. Take possession of what God has given us, away from the hand of Satan, away from the hand of the enemy, so that we can possess what God has delivered in our hands. So let's be encouraged and stand on our feet and claim what is ours. God bless you.